Next case, please.
Thank you. The next application is 11,630. Don Anderson seeks variances to reduce the front yard and side yard setbacks per section 115-34B and 115-182D of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the west side of Bayberry Lane, approximately 1,325 feet south of Cedar Road. There is no 911 address available. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 533, map 20.13, parcel 63. Staff received no mail returns, no letters in support, one letter in opposition. The letter of opposition is coming from a neighbor that has been in the area for about 16 and a half years. They are concerned about they are still considered newcomers by many of the older residents of the development, many who are there for a year round. Their main concerns are for their neighbors, the Cooks, who are the original owners of 38347 Bayberry Lane. They believe the requested reduction in the side yard variance will greatly negatively affect the already area that was already granted a variance several years ago for a different property that allowed for what they consider a massive three-story home to be built next door to them, that they lost their precious water view and use of their side yard, and they believe that if you grant this variance that you will be closing in the neighbors. They are concerned about setting about the establishment of zoning setbacks, which protect all property owners' rights. They are concerned that by reducing the side yard setbacks that in their community will only set the tone for future negative congested development. So they are opposed to the application, and that is James and Sherry Jordan. Specifically, what the applicant is requesting is a 5-foot variance for the sides for the house, a 5-foot variance for the front of the house, and a 4-foot variance for the steps. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, sir.
Good evening. Please state your name and address for the record.
Michael Cummings, 121 Parkwood Street, Bethany Beach, 19930.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And we have a copy of the answers that you provided when you submitted the application.
That's correct.
So you can take that with you.
Yes.
Thank you. First, I'd like to submit several letters of approval that we brought with us from the community for the record.
Sir, are you going to call on them to speak for you tonight?
Only if there is necessary. Would you like Mrs. Anderson to swear
in? Sworn in if you would like to, just in case.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address
Thank
for the
you.
Record?
My name is Dawn Anderson, 38349 Maple Lane, Selbyville, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, sir.
Like I had said in the record, we're here to request a variance for a 5-foot side setback and a 5-foot front setback, and it's only requesting that from the county. The Kenwick Association, we're just following their deed covenants, and I have copies for everybody, and right in page 2, you've seen it many times. I've done it for other clients. It says no building or other structure projected therefore is erected upon external extended within 25 feet of the front street line and said lots and no less than 5 feet from the sidelines. We're not asking anything beyond that. The retirement home that Mr. and Mrs. Anderson are building meets the association covenants. So for the record, I'll just submit this for your copies. I also have several pictures of other houses on the street and in Kenwick that shows that the other properties were built in accordance with the 5-foot side setback. Under the uniqueness of the property is shorter than most and is limited in the rear to a 20-foot HOA setback. Many lots in Kenwick on the Bay have taken advantage of the HOA 5-foot side setback to compensate and allow for a comfortable house layout. Number two, cannot otherwise be developed, being limited to the county setbacks would significantly impact the floor plan due to the size of the building envelope only being 84 feet deep. Not created by the applicant, such an acceptable practice, practical difficulty has been created by the appealant. It really is non-applicable to us. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Now, the HOA allows for the requested setback of 5-foot side and 25-foot front and attached to numerous examples that I have submitted. Number five, the minimum variance. Yes, this is variance is only for the HOA allowance. We're not asking for anything more. Some of the scuttle around the community was that when somebody looked into public record and they started telling everybody that Mr. and Mrs. Anderson were building a 4,400 square foot house, they didn't realize when they looked at the survey, the lot is only 4,400 square feet. The house we're building is 2,200 square feet.
Thank you for straightening me out on that. That was the first question you were going to get.
Yeah. Yes. And I have a copy of the plans here if you guys would like to review them.
So that's the area right there, gentlemen.
That's the actual area of the lot. And one of the neighbors thought they were building a 4,400 square foot house, and obviously that would be impossible.
Yeah, right. That is impossible.
This is not an investment property. You know, Mr. and Mrs. Anderson retired from the Baltimore City Police Department, and this is going to be their retirement home.
Okay. All right. Let's see if there's any questions from members of the board. Mr. Rickards, I'll start with you.
Okay. Lot 27 and lot 29, you're surrounded by those two lots, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Are those houses lined up with this structure now, or should I say, is this house going to be lined up with those structures?
It is. The one to the left is a new house to the north, and it does set to the 5-foot setback.
As you look down, it's in other words, it's lined right up with it. You
know. Exactly. Okay. The one to the right is probably a 30-year-old home, and the couple is elderly, and it's their kids who wrote the letter, I believe, in opposition to it, maybe for something in the future.
No.
Oh, wasn't it? That was the next one down? Okay.
Of course, you know we don't take in consideration that. Okay.
I understand.
The county supersedes anything, the setbacks. Is there any, Secretary, is there any variances in that neighborhood? I was looking at 29 and 27. Or 27.
Directly, two lots to the north and two lots to the south have both had variances granted. Within that specific area, there have been 9 grant variances approved and 1 was denied.
Okay, they're the side yards setbacks?
Front and side yard setbacks. It's a combination of the two, yes.
Mm-hmm. 9 approved.
And that's just on a portion of the road.
I got you. Okay.
Thank you. I have my next question then.
I have no other questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, thank you, Mr. Hudson.
Will the proposed construction be on pylons?
It's going to be on piling caps. Yeah, yes, sir. And it's just a two-story home. It's first floor master suite, and then 2 bedrooms and 1.5 bath upstairs.
Okay, and one more time. Again, it's just 2,200 square feet.
That's correct. I have the plans right here if you'd like to look at them.
Make sure I got that right, because that was my question, but Mr. Rickards had asked it.
I said, boy, that's one big house.
And it was. Hey, are there any further questions, Mr. Sharp?
Where are you planning on putting the HVAC?
The HVAC is going to go, we'll have to go probably in the rear of the house.
Okay.
Yes. It will not sit in that side setback.
Okay. That's just wanted to make sure we're not getting, a foot from a neighbor's property.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be in the back.
And I see you've got the stairs to the front. There's no stairs to the side or rear?
That's correct.
Is there any issues with flooding on that property?
Obviously, all those are in the flood zone. That's why I had to elevate the house. You know, the first finished floor is going to be 7 foot above grade.
And does that rear, I take it that rear yard floods some?
During Sandy, a lot of that areas was, you know, underwater. A lot in that community was. We'll have flood vents.
So is that one of the reasons why it's coming closer to Bayberry Road rather than being closer to the Asselman?
On the survey, if you see that the survey, the depth of the lot is only 80-something feet deep. And it's just to be able to get it, I mean, it just... that's why we asked for the 5 foot in the front.
Is there anything on the lot right now?
No, it's a vacant lot. Always has been.
That's good.
Are there no further questions?
Hearing no further questions?
I have one more.
Okay.
Tell me again about the exceptional practical difficulty. What was your answer to that question? What was your answer?
Was that number two?
Yes. Good.
Yeah. As it, being limited to the county setbacks would significantly impact the floor plan. I really wouldn't be able to probably end up building a two-bedroom home there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's because I'm only dealing with 80 feet deep, with the rear setback at 20 feet, and then the front at 25.
So it would significantly
impact
the size,
the use of the home for, yeah, what the owners wanted.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Again, are there any further questions? Hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Sure.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Back there.
Is there
no one.
Yeah. It's two. You're in favor. Okay. That's two. Okay, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,630. It certainly is a small lot. There has been other variances in that area, and our secretary has brought that to our attention also. I've asked her that. Also, the fact that it's such a small lot. It's a 50, I'm reading this right, it's 80 feet. Is that right?
Yeah, 80 50 foot deep? Wide by 80.
80, 50 foot by 80. So I would say the uniqueness of the property, of course, is 50 by 80. That makes it unique. And the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. And it's so stated is through his standards for granting a variance. The applicant has stated that. And the exceptional practical difficulty is not being created by the applicant because of the fact that it is such a small lot. The variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. There's been other variances in that area of the same magnitude, the front and the side variances, and request that the variance is the minimum that will afford relief.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rick and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,630. All those in favor of the motion, again, Mr. Hudson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Weber.
Aye for the reasons I stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 3-0, case number 11,630 is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you.